This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not all that long ago, genome sequencing was only for the few and the rich. Steve Jobs, for instance, who had his sequenced for $100,000 as he fought pancreatic cancer. Today, that same process costs less than 10 grand, and as the prices continue to drop, DNA sequencing could well become a multi-billion dollar business. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
I walked into the new genetics lab at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, or CHOP, expecting some futuristic science-y something. Nope, just a drab, gray room buried in a basement. Even the super sophisticated $750,000 DNA sequencer looked dull.
It really looks like a box.
But Dr. Nancy Spinner, who oversees this unremarkable-looking laboratory, says what happens inside the box is magic.
It is truly amazing. It has completely changed the kinds of experiments that we can do.
This machine reads about 3 billion bits, your genetic blueprint, and creates a digital copy in 48 hours.
Thea, look at the camera. Oh, the camera's over here. Look.
Okay. Meet Lita Mosley. The 15-year-old is tiny, just 3'8", 66 pounds. She can't speak, and she struggles with lung disease that can turn a simple cold into a life-threatening event. Since Lita was born, her parents Rick and Lainey and an army of doctors have searched for the cause of her condition. A few months ago, they found it, thanks to that box in the basement, which let Dr. Ian Krantz identify the mutation that caused Lita's rare disease.
The new paradigm is going to be these genome-wide tests where you can screen all of the genes or most of the genes in a single test. The possibilities are as much as we can imagine them.
The diagnosis is a genuine breakthrough. It's not a cure for her daughter, but Lainey Mosley says it's a different kind of gift.
I'd always felt personally guilty, you know, that doubt of, well, did I do something wrong in my pregnancy? Did I cause this? And finding this diagnosis in some ways let me off the hook a little bit. It's like, it wasn't my fault.
The sheer power of DNA sequencing has top hospitals falling over themselves, investing tens of millions of dollars to get into this business. Dr. Robert Dome says his bosses at CHOP didn't blink when he submitted his business plan to set up a DNA sequencing center.
I think they cut one secretary, but otherwise they gave me everything else I asked for. Of course, I have to be successful now.
Success here in Philadelphia means within a year, CHOP will have a genetics team of 50. The program will attract children with rare diseases and cancer from around the country for in-house testing, research work, and genetic counseling. But CHOP and others like Boston Children's Hospital and Children's Mercy in Kansas City are betting those patients are just the beginning. There's chatter in genomic circles that within a few years, every fetus will be sequenced.
DNA sequencing testing is going to be a $20 billion industry within the next several years.
That's Mary Ellen Cortizas, who helps run the DNA sequencing business for Boston Children's. She says hospitals are scrambling to develop the fastest, cheapest test out there.
This is a race to who does this best, but what does best mean? Is it the cheapest sequencing, the fastest sequencing, or the sequencing that is most useful for the patient?
While the market for these tests is emerging, hospitals face challenges. Dr. Leonard Sender is the director of the Genomics Center at Children's Hospital of Orange County. He says the tests aren't much good if you don't have the staff to help the patients make sense of the results.
Do we have enough genetic counselors? Do we have enough genetics-trained pediatricians? There is a tremendous problem in getting the education of this new field to the healthcare professional.
And without that education, it's easy to imagine doctors ordering tests that don't lead to much other than more costs. Dr. Eric Topol, who oversees genetic work for Scripps Health in San Diego, says that'll never fly.
Nothing's going to work and be accepted now unless it not only improves patient outcomes, but also markedly reduce the costs of the care.
Topol says the potential to save money is there. Look at Lita's case. Over the years, she underwent roughly $100,000 worth of genetic testing. The successful one was under $10,000. Lita's mom, Lainey, says that's not the only way to think about cost.
There's so much that falls apart in a normal family life because you're living, you know, very medical life. So if other families didn't have to go through that kind of medical odyssey, it would save a lot of people's, you know, lives in a lot of ways.
Lainey says it's unlikely the discovery of Lita's condition will help her, but it's clear the technology that solved this medical mystery has the power to provide answers that until now have been out of reach. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.